In-flight radiometric calibration of the ExoMars TGO Color and Stereo Surface Imaging System, by Antoine Pomerol et al. The Color and Stereo Surface Science Imaging System (CASIS) of the ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter returns on average 20 images per day of the Martian surface, most of them in three or four colors and some of them in stereo. CASIS uses a push-frame approach to acquire color images, with four bandpass filters deposited directly above the sensor and an imaging cadence synchronized with the ground track velocity to cover the image area with tens of small, partially overlapping images. These framelets are later map projected and mosaic to build the final image. This approach offers both advantages and challenges in terms of radiometric calibration. While the collection of darkened flatfield frames is considerably enhanced by the frequent and fast acquisition of tens of successive images, mosaics assembled from the adjacent framelets highlight the stray light and changes in the bias of the detector. Both issues have been identified on CASIS images, with low intensities overall up to a few percents, but sufficient to generate prominent artifacts on the final assembled color images. We have therefore developed methods to correct these artifacts that are now included into the radiometric calibration pipeline. We detail here the different steps of the calibration procedure and the generation of the products used for calibration, and discuss the efficacy of the corrections. The relative uncertainties on the bias and flatfield frames are low, of the order of 0.2 and 0.1%, respectively. The uncertainty on the absolute radiometric calibration is of 3%, which is quite low for such an instrument. The stray light adds an estimated about 1% error to the absolute calibration. The residuals after corrections of the stray light and bias offsets are of the order of a few dns to tens of dns. This was in-flight radiometric calibration of the ExoMars TGO Color and Stereo Surface Imaging System, by Antoine Pomerol et al.